We figured after finishing the book of Romans, where else could we start than going through a series in the book of Psalms? So why not move from a book that is 16 chapters long and took us over 3.5 years to a book in the Bible that is 150 chapters long? Maybe whoever the pastor is of the church years and years and years from now might not even be born yet by the time that we finish this series. It's going to be a while. No, actually, what I wanted to do real quick is I wanted to start kind of talking a little bit about music. Any kids in here, elementary kids that were brought up, do you know what this is? Anyone like sixth grade and younger, and you can raise your hand and you actually know what this is? You know what it is? It's a speaker. What do you think? Like a CD kind of recorder thing? It's a radio? A cassette player? A telephone? It's potential there. What do you think? A CD player. Nice. Yeah, it's called a Discman. And what you would do is this was like cutting edge technology, and you'd have like somehow clip it on your clothes, and you'd go on runs, and like if you would like to go off of a step, it would skip a bunch. And then you'd have to wait a little bit. You'd have to wait like 10 seconds for it to like refind itself and continue to play. Right? Discman? Anyone like have a Discman? Yeah. Some Discman people that were there. This is the evolution of music players. So the first one there is what Pastor Mark owns. And so, all right. So actually, kids, I don't know if you know this. So the second one's it's a record player. And actually what you need to know about record players, it used to be the case that in homes, like you couldn't just put on your headphones and just like listen to whatever you wanted, but the family actually had to agree on what music would be played in the house. And so I remember, right, as a kid, is that we would have to decide, like, okay, Dad wants to listen to Bob Dylan, and we want to listen to Led Zeppelin, and like younger brother wants to listen to Michael Jackson. It's just like, well, we couldn't just go and like, well, I'm gonna go put on, you know, plug my phone in and listen to whatever thing I want across the whole entire globe. Like, we actually had to go flip through record players and just figure out like what we're gonna play. Where I actually grew up was somewhere around the end of that last line and the beginning of the first line, right? The cassette player and the CD player. Right? Like, the Walkman is part of the tape player. It's part of the tape player. Right? And you remember, if anyone had this experience, is when it came to the tape player, is that you would turn on, like, Kiss FM or Power 106, and then you would plug in you put your tape in, and then you'd wait while they're playing, like, the Weekend Top 40, and then when your favorite song came on, you pressed record. Anyone would do that, right? And you kind of created your own playlist. And as you created your own playlist, like, your enemy was the DJ that would start talking at the end of the song, right? You're like, yeah, I finally recorded TLC, and then it's just like he starts talking, you're listening to, and you're like, what are you doing? No, I can't listen to that song. And then there was the CD player, and I remember going to like Sam Goody and Tower Records. Like, I remember my uncle taking me out from going out and buy my very first CD, right? It was like $19. It was Nirvana. And I remember going to the record store and buying that. I wasn't following Jesus, so don't like judge me on whatever music I'm going to mention over the next, you know, minute or so. And so I just remember going to the record store and like flipping through like Tupac and Mos Def, and like just trying to figure out like what I was going to listen to, and just like you pick out your CD, and it's just like how amazing that was. And then because of the CDs, did anyone have one of these? Yeah, right? And do you remember, like, it was the job of the person that sat shotgun. They were the DJ of the car, right? And there was no such thing as, like, creating playlists, which you actually had to do. Hold on, give me a second. Right? Like, you had to, the person sitting Shotgun had to like figure out, okay, I'm gonna play track 4 on this CD, and then I'm gonna skip to track 17 because that one's really good. And then when that ends, I'm gonna put in a different CD. And like you think about it, and I was thinking about it going into this weekend, this folder worth of CDs was worth more than the car that I drove. Right? Like, you think about it that way, because like each CD was like really conservatively like $15. And so it held 4 on one side and then 4 on another. And so you're looking like at $100 plus per page. So when you think about it, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's worth more than my car. 7, 8, 9. Like, there's like $2,000 worth of music right here. And then just the thing that just like revolutionized life was this, was Napster. You guys remember that? Like getting on AOL and then like searching for whatever like album you wanted, and then you loaded it, like you picked three albums of the exact same albums, and you loaded it, and then you went to bed, and then you woke up in the morning hoping that the entire album downloaded. And then you wake up in the morning and it didn't. And like that's how we got music. That's what happened. And then now you just like, I'm just going to search whatever I want on my phone. I'm going to plug it in, and I'm going to listen to my room. And it's just like, all that to say, like, music has always been so incredibly important, right? For humanity. Music has always been so vital to the human experience. And I don't think it's coincidence that there's like the biggest book in the entire Bible is music. It's music. And it's this expression of emotion. It's this like just depth of trying to express to God the things that we're walking through. And so when we go into this series in 2 weeks, next week will be a celebration of Kids Day Camp, but in 2 weeks as we start this series called Songs of Summer, in the study in the book of Psalms, it's going to be this place of just recognizing that there's this book that just tries to express, that tries to capture what it means to live life, right? And it's filled not with like these deep theological doctrinal statements about who God is, but it's humanity coming to God and saying, I don't get it. I don't know what to do in this scenario. Why is it like this? Why are things like that? And it's just there are these depths of agony and pain and confusion of trying to figure out what's happening. And then there's these heights of celebration of just like, there's no one like you. You are my refuge. You're everything, right? And it's just this up and down and up and down and just all this expression of trying to express, this is what's happening in life. And I just celebrate that there's this book in the Bible that just is fine with saying, this is how it is. This is what my emotions are. Kids, have you noticed that sometimes you talk to people differently depending on how you're feeling? Have you noticed that? Right? That sometimes when you're happy or sometimes when you're mad, that you respond a little bit differently to the people around you. And I think it's just great that there's this book in the Bible that's just like God allows us to say, depending on what's happening within us, there's just a little bit different of a tone in the way that we are expressing our worship and our trust to what God is doing in our lives. So we're kicking off this series. It's called Songs of Summer. And I just wanted to read Psalm 91 to us this morning. Let me read it and then we'll get downstairs and play some basketball. Psalm 91, it says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. The only thing I wanted to point out about this passage, because I found this really intriguing that the psalmist, as they're writing this is what they say. They start off by saying those who live in the shelter of the Lord Most High. And then he says this, will find. And I think it was really important for you to capture this. Let me ask it this way. Kids, do you think it's important to learn how to swim before you're in a situation where you need to swim? Right? Like you should discover what it means to swim before you're in a place where you're like, oh no, I need to swim. Right? I mean, that just makes sense. And you look at what the psalmist is writing in here. He says, those who live. Those who live here. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Lord Most High, right? The Lord Almighty will find. And I think what is being communicated here is this. When you find shelter in the Lord, or excuse me, find shelter in the Lord before you realize you need to find shelter in the Lord. Right? And so he's writing to us. The psalmist is writing to us. Those who live here. Those who dwell here, those who reside in the shelter of the Lord Most High will find refuge, will discover what it means to find refuge in the shelter of the Lord Most High. I think it's a scenario, let me say it this way, is that I remember one day I was at a gathering and they were serving up tacos, and then after the tacos they gave us churros, and I was really excited about those churros, so I scarfed down my tacos and bit into the churro, and inside of the churro it was filled with chocolate. And I was bit into that and I looked back down at it and I was like, I didn't know this existed. And it wasn't until I interacted with a chocolate-filled churro that I realized I need chocolate-filled churros. And so I really believe that a lot of times in lives, it isn't until we find ourselves dwelling in the shelter of God that then we discover, I need to dwell here. I need to live here. It is as we get closer and closer to the cross that we realize I need the cross more and more and more. What we find out about our relationship with God is the closer we get to him, the more and more we discover our need for him. And so my encouragement to you is simply this, is because I think this is what the psalmist is communicating. Live here. Live here. Don't visit, don't occasionally come by. The psalmist doesn't write, those who attend the Lord on Sunday morning will find. But he writes, those who live in the shelter of the Lord Most High will find. Dwell, reside, abide, be there. And as you are there, it'll be this beautiful rhythm. It'll be this beautiful cycle of saying, okay, I'm living here and I realize my need to draw closer to you. And as I draw closer to you, I realize my need to draw closer to you. And as I live here, I realize my need to draw close. And it just goes over and over and over again. That you would dwell in the shelter of the Lord Most High. Let me pray for us. Father, would it be simply the case this morning that the declaration of your people would be for us to find and discover that would say along with the psalmist, he alone is my refuge. He alone is my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. For those of us that are in a place where we feel distant from you, for those of us in a place where we feel like we're longing for shelter and safety and rest for our souls, Father, would it be the case that we would live along those promises, live according to that promises that tell us that those that draw close to God, God is drawing close to us. Father, may we take a step this morning to pursue you, to live within you. And as we do that, both personally but as a community, that we would discover in those moments, God, that you are showing your refuge and your rest and your shelter to us. Lord, we love you. We pray that you would be glorified in our lives. God, thank you for the men that you've placed in our lives that have been a reflection of your love and your care for us. Lord, we pray your blessing upon all the guys that are in this room today on Father's Day. Lord, we pray that they would know you more. And so we pray that in Jesus' name, amen.